Good afternoon. Some very light snow showers and flurries are moving northeast across the area, thanks to the onset of some very weak warm air advection. This precipitation is very light and little to no accumulation is expected during the day, as some of the precip will sublimate on its way down. At most, a fresh coating is possible, but this will be very spotty. The best chance of seeing this light dusting of snow will be across western New England for the early afternoon hours. Otherwise, for the rest of us, we can expect to see a cloudy day with temperatures that are milder than yesterday as our highs rise into the mid to upper 30s along and south of the I-90 with upper 20s to near 32 north of the interstate. Clouds are going to be thickening tonight as our next disturbance progresses from the Great Lakes eastward into the northeast. Due to ongoing cloud coverage and continued southerly flow, most areas should see their low temperatures ranging from the upper 20s to low 30s as we get into the early Monday morning hours before temperatures gradually rise towards sunrise. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front is forecast to move across the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley. Over the next couple of days, copious amounts of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will flow into these areas along and ahead of the front, and with a strong jet stream overhead, conditions will be right for heavy rain. Rain and some thunderstorms will develop today across the lower Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley with some rainfall amounts above an inch. However, the heaviest rain, 3 to 5 inches of locally higher amounts possible, is expected on Monday as the front moves southeastward more slowly, leading to training, which is cells repeating over the same area. Thus, a moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in place on Monday and Monday night for eastern portions of the lower Mississippi Valley, eastward into southern parts of the Tennessee Valley, northern parts of the southeast, and into the southern Appalachians. Much of this area has been above average rainfall and even some flooding lately, compounding the risk of flash flooding. Taking a look at the past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes, they ran from a high of 86 at Zapata, Texas, to a low of negative 28 at Saranac Lake, New York, and negative 28 at First Connecticut Lake in New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny skies with highs near the mid-40s. In Boston, partly sunny skies with highs near the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy skies with scattered light snow showers with highs reaching near the mid-30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high was 33 degrees while the average low is 16. The record high of 57 was set back in 1925 while the record low of negative 20 was set back in 1934. Today's sunrise was at 7 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:18 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight today. It's a difference of 2 minutes and 33 seconds of additional daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies, with highs reaching into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, we'll see cloudy skies to start off, with snow showers becoming more likely as we get past midnight, as overnight lows drop down into the low to mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some snow showers, as we are looking at our highs reaching into the mid to upper 30s. For the night tonight, chance for snow showers after we get past midnight, as temperatures drop down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with highs near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, we will see the arrival of snow showers after midnight with cloudy skies as temperatures drop down into the low 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some light snow showers this afternoon, highs reaching into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the night tonight, we'll see the chance for snow showers once again as we see temperatures drop towards the low 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we will see mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs reaching towards the mid-30s. For the night tonight, we will see the arrival of snow showers after midnight, cloudy skies, and temperatures dropping down into the low 30s and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and snow showers are very likely, becoming rain as temperatures warm above freezing, highs for the day. Tomorrow, looking to reach into the upper 30s and low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kiselbach.